Okay, we are in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samachay, second to last Perek here in the Sefer, and we have Hashem's answer. We just had the tefillah of the Navi, Hashem, how could you leave us? Hashem, we yearn for you so much, how long are you going to be silent? And now we have Hashem's answer. First part of the Perek, Hashem answers, well, you haven't been faithful, and it's not my fault, and I wish, and I've called you, and, you know, I've just been waiting. That's the first part of the Perek, Yechadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, defending himself based on what we, based on our actions. And then the Perek continues and says, but Hashem says, don't have Yeush, and even though there's been so many difficulties, I'm going to come back, and it's going to be amazing, and there's going to be Yemos HaMashiach, and there's going to be Olam Haba, and the Rishon are going to get their due, and the Tzaddikim are going to get their due. It's going to be a new world that we're going to create, and there'll be tremendous Simcha and Sason and Gila in Yerushalayim at that time. That's basically the Perek, and now we get into the beginning. Samachai, Nidrashti. Hashem says, Nidrashi, I have been accessible to all those who are interested. Lalo Shalu, but nobody's been asking, nobody's been interested. Nimsesi, Lalo Bikshuni, I've been found, but nobody's been Mavakishmi. Amarti Hineni Hineni, I'm here. El Goylo Karabishmi, to a nation that hasn't been calling in my name, reminds us of Shir HaShirim, where the Dodi comes and knocks on the door, and we don't, Hashem is knocking on the door, Kol Didi Dofika, we don't get the door, by the time we get up, and we go slowly, Hashem is not there anymore. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've been waiting for you. The Yalkut gives the Yalkut Shimoni gives a mashal after quoting, actually we'll get to that first, is the mashal. The Yalkut says, mashal l'madar v'dome, omelo, there's a traveler that's on the road and it gets dark. He comes to an inn. The innkeeper says, come in. There's dangerous stuff outside. Please come in. Says the tayar, says the traveler, ain't dark shall tire. No, I'm not going to go in. I'm not coming in. So he continues on going, and then it's dark and it's scary, and he doesn't know what's going on, and wild animals. He comes back to the burgundy and he screams, please open up, open up. The Burgundy says, "In darko shel Burgundy, liftoch balayla, ulakabel adam b'shazu. Ani bikashi lach nischa v'loratzita. Achshav eni yachal liftoch lecha." Right, I wanted, but then you refused. Kacham rakodesh baruch hu shuvu anim shavim derashosha miyimatzo. Ve'mavakish acher mehem lashuv. Kivet shenitzru lamalchios shenimshlu lachayos hischilu tzoakim lamal Hashem tamod berachok. So Hashem says, "I've wanted to, but you haven't come." And in Sidi Lobik Shuni, the next line of the Yalkut even says that even though those who I expected to answer have not answered, but those who I have not expected, Davar Acher Nidrashi Lo Shalu Zuruchav Azona Nimsesi Lo Bikshuni Zurus Hamoavia, meaning other people, there were some non-Jews out there that came and showed their loyalty, but my nation hasn't. The Malbim here notes that every phrase in this pasuk is from a little to a lot. Nidrashi Lo Shalu, as the Rishonim say here, I sent you Nevi'im, and I tried to get you, and you didn't listen. Next, Nimsesi, I myself came. Lolo Bikshuni, no one was Mavakish. So, and number three, Amarti, I started screaming, I'm here, I showed you signs, Hineni. All three, says the Malbim, it's the progression, and we didn't listen. El Goylo Kara Bishmi, nobody was interested. Pei Rasti Yadai Kol Hayom Elam Sorer, Hashem spread out his hands. The Radak says to accept Shuvah, Hashem is always ready. Haposeach Shar L'dov Kibit Shuvah. Right, it's probably based on this pasuk. Right, I spread out my hands to the rebellious nation. HaHolchim HaDerech Lo Tov. Those who went into on the improper way. Achar Machshav Oseam, after their thoughts. The Malbim explains, it wasn't just a one-time thing. Oh, they lost themselves, and the taiva got the better of them. No, it was a thought-out rebellion. Achar machshav osehem. They thought and they thought, and they made the decision not to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's achar machshav osehem. Haderech harasha olchim bo lo holchu bo api'ay de toz v'shkia. Rak achar machshav osehem, lefi machshav osehem, sh'achar shachashvu v'inu eza derech yivcharu, bachru lohem haderech hara, Tzad Haminus Veha Kafira. So Hashem says, I waited for you. What do you want from me? Ha'ama Machisim Osi Al Panay Tamid, the nation that angers me. Zovchim Bagan Osu Makachim Alaveinim. They're involved in Avodah Zara, as we know, various times in history. Hayoshvim Bekvarim Ubinitsurim Yalinu, those who sit in the graves. They sit in the cemeteries. What is that referring to? Explain the Rishonim. This is referring to those who are Doresh El Hamesim, which is wrong and usur and inappropriate, trying to get some powers from the other side, from the dark side. There are a number of Averis that are all connected to each other written there in Parshas Re'eh. The Chesed Rechina counted as a Lo Sase Daraisa based on the Rambam. Tav Kuf Tesvav, Mitzvah 5:15 in the Chinuch Shlo Lidrosh El Hamesim, and that is what Yeshayahu says we do sometimes. What does this mean? Dorosh El Hamesim. Maybe this was discussed by the Rishonim also by Shaul Hamelach. He was Dorosh El Hamesim. What does it mean? Not exactly. He wasn't the right, because we'll see what the Isra of Dorosh El Hamesim is, right? He brought others up from the dead, and we'll have to see what that is. Maybe that's Ov, and, that's the mitzvah beforehand. Tav Kuf Yud Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch. But Dorosh El Hamesim is going to sleep in the cemetery trying to get some kind of, visions. Sheish b'nei Adam Hamar Even Atzman. They starve themselves. V'holchim v'lanu b'beis ha'kfaris. They sleep there. K'dei sheyavo lahem ha'meis b'chalom. V'yodiyei ma sheyishalu alav. V'yesh acherim shaloshim begadim yidua. And they wear certain clothes. V'yomer dvarim umaktirin k'toris yidua. V'yishenim levadam. K'dei sheyavo ha'meis sheim rotzim bo. V'yisaprim yom ha'chalom. They want to communicate with the dead. That's Dorosh El Hamesim, and that's what Yeshayahu says is what is being discussed here. Again, a huge topic in the poskim relating to going to cemeteries bechlah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to be Dorosh El Hamesim, but the minhag of men is to go to cemeteries. What do we say at the cemetery? That is a major discussion in the poskim. Some, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the earlier poskim, the Chachmas Adam. I'll read it from the Chachmas Adam. The Chayei Adam writes 300 years ago. The Isser Dorosh El Hamesim, Zehamar Ivatzmo, Velomba Beis HaKfaris, as we just saw, Va'osa Nashim, V'chein Amei Ha'aretz, Shaholchen HaKever Mesim, those people who go to the cemeteries, U Ki'ilu Midabrim Im Hamesim, and speak to the dead, Va'omrim Lam Tzaroseim, and they tell them their Tzaris, Karov Adarver Shehem Bechlau Zeh. Says the Chachmas Adam, that's included in this Isser of Dorosh El Hamesim. The Nimsa Sheish Bina Gaonim Hayerotzim La'asar L'shtateach Al Kivrei Mesim. Elohochim Sham V'yispalalu L'Hashem Sheimali She'elosam B'schus Avosav U'B'schus HaTzadikim. Go to the cemetery and daven to Hashem B'schus the Tzadikim that were buried there. So there are some Shitas, there's some Baskel that are very Charif in that direction. But if you look in the Gesher HaChaim, in the Chelek Beis Perach Havavi, has a whole chapter with all the different shitas on both sides, and the minhag olam of many is to talk to their neftarim to be a melech yosher for the family, for them to daven, to use a connection. But this is it wouldn't be included in Dorosh El Hamesim. But either way, for sure, what's included if somebody goes and starves themselves and sleeps in a cemetery to try to bring up from the dark side. But that's what Yishayahu HaNavi is talking about. Those eat pig. The Radak seems to say this is the symbol. Chazir means it's all averus. Ovrim al kol nimna batora. Pig is always that symbol. U merak pigulim klehem, and they eat treif. Ha'omrim, and they say to the tzaddikim, krave lecha, al tigash bi. You stay over there. Don't come close to me. Ki kedashticha. I am holier than thou. All of these avaryonim that not only do not sin, but they don't recognize, and they make fun of the tzaddikim, and they think they're the closest to Hashem, and this is what Hashem wants. Eile ashan ba'api. This is like smoke in my nostrils, says Hashem. Kaviyachol. Eish yokedes kol hayom. Hineksu v'lefanai. Nothing's forgotten. Nothing is forgotten, says Hashem. Lo echashe ki im shilamti v'shilamti alcheikam. And everybody will get their just punishment or reward in the future. Avonoseichem, avonas avoseichem, yachtav, and if the children continue their father's sins, it's even worse, v'chulu. That is part one of the parak. But then we get to part two, pasaches, which the Radak says, Omer kineged b'nei ha'golus, altis yashu, bavrzesh amarti min ha'geula. Don't be upset and don't have yeush. This is if you don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashe yimatzei hatirosh ba'eshkol, just like you look for the little wine in the clusters. V'amar, and somebody who wants the wine says, al tashchiseyu ki brachavu. Don't destroy the whole vineyard. There's some wine in there. Kenes eleman avadai levilti hashchus atol, so to the Jews. Even though there are many Risham, there are many people who don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are many sinners, but there are tzaddikim, and there are good things about Am Yisrael. If you look in the Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, he writes on the Mishnah of 10 generations from Adam to Noach, Lohodia kama erech apayim lefanov, to let us know how much patience Hashem has. He didn't bring the Mabul. And then 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, Lohodia kama erech apayim lefanov. And the Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, there quotes our pasuk. He quotes, somebody has a vineyard and this person hates grapes. He hates grapes, but he works the vineyard and the grapes and the seasons and everything. And he asks him, why? because I want to get some wine out of it. I want to get some wine. So too Hashem, even though none of these generations gave him nachas, he waited until Noach came. Noach was matzachein, Avram was matzachein. And continues Rabbi Lau, hanhaga mufla azu misgales lanu gam bedoros mucharim yoser. This is even found in the later generations. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu korea daros hatzofel ma'abid hatzof kol daros. What does Hashem see? Ra'a she'asidim latzei sadikim echalatzeim shal rishoyim. U'mishim kach lo ibid etz rishoyim. We have no idea how Hashem runs the world. Sometimes rishoyim continue to exist because their great-grandson is going to be the God of Ador. Right, what does Gemara say? Ge'in no zayin mibnei banav shal haman lamdu Torah bibnei brak. Mibnei banav shal sisra lamdu tinokos b'yushalayim. Mibnei banav shal sancherev lamdu Torah barabim. Mibnei banav shal Nevuzradon. Nevuzradon killed hundreds of thousands of Jews. Yatsu yehidim, yehudim, yireim v'shleimim. And that is the Gemara. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he ends off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manhigas ha'olam b'derach sherak hu yodea. Hashem understands, and we take nechama in that. With all the tragedies and the olam hafachu that we witness, he's in charge. Rak hatsofem me reishis as hacheres. Only someone, only Hashem, who could see all of history from the beginning to the end. Yochol linho klafi cheshbonos shemisparsim al pnei doros rabim. So that is the what's being referred to here in our pasuk, that Hashem will keep the vineyard in order to be able to get the bracha at the end of it. V'hotseisi mi Yaakov zera umyehuda yoresh harai. Pasuk test, we continue. I'll take out a seed from Yaakov. The Radak here says that Yaakov here means, and Yehuda mean the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. Yehuda means Yehuda and Binyamin, Yaakov means the other 10 tribes. I'm going to bring them all back, holding like that Manda Amar in Sanhedrin. V'reishua b'chirai, my chosen ones will yarshin it. My servants will live there. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. Everything's going to be fertile as long as you come back to me. But says Hashem, v'atem ozvei Hashem, but don't think there's bittul berov. Don't think that the people who are still angering me are just going to get off scot-free. No, no. Ozvei Hashem, hashcheichem es har kachi, those who leave me, that forget the Beis HaMikdash, ha'archim la'gad sholchan, those who set up a table for God. What does that mean? Some say it's a certain God that they used to set a table for, the God of wheat. They used to put a bread there. V'mamalam lamni mimsach, or they fill mini is another name of an avodah zarah. Right, all this, or the Malbim says maybe this just means people who have parties, they're always at the table, they're always getting drunk. Either way, people who don't follow me, umanisi eschem lacherev. V'kolchem latevach techro. You're going to get punished. Don't think that you're going to on the coattails. You have to ask, try. Tshuva. Yan karasi velo anisem. I've tried to call so many times, says Hashem, and they don't listen. Dibarti velo shematem. And they do it, as we saw before, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the name of God, they think that they are greater than the tzaddikim. But Hashem says it's going to be awesome for those who follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, there's a pasuk in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, where we know there's supposed to be some crumbs on the table when one benches. So you should know what the benching is going on. But the Shulchan Aruch at least quotes in one spot, Kufpei, Orachayim Kufpei, not to put a whole bread on the table. Why? Because that's ki'ilu, that's mechzi, to l'shem avodas kochavim avid, sh'ne'amar ha'orchim lagad shulchan. Amazing, our pasuk. Because they used to have a certain avodah zarah, they used to put a bread on the table when they blessed him. That was the siman tov, so that should have been done. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes poskim, some the Zohar says you should put a whole bread, others say if you don't have crumbs, it's not a problem. But either way, it's an interesting discussion of the this pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Let's continue. Next section. Lachain continues Yishayahu Navi. Now describing the future. The Radak says the following is all a mashal. It's all olam haba. It's not physical. That's what the most say. The Eben Ezra says maybe it's talking about Zman HaGula. Komar Hashem Elokim. Hinei avada yochelu v'atem teravu. My servants will eat and you will starve, you who don't follow me. Hinei avada yishtu v'atem titzma'u. Avada yismachu v'atem tevoshu. Right, you'll all gain a lot if you follow me, and if not, not. Even at the same time, right, the Gemara in Shabbos says that they're all going to be beating at the same Suda. The same Suda. Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. But only those who serve the Kaddish Baruch Hu will eat. Elu ve'elu Yoshvin. Halalu Ochlin, fahalalu Re'evin. Halalu Shosin, fahalalu Tzemeyin. And the Gemara quotes our Psukim. Right, it's the same the same su'uda that they'll be at, but only one will enjoy, those who follow Hashem. Hine avada yarona mitovle, my servants will sing. V'atem titz'aku mikevlev, and you who don't follow me will scream from heartbreak. Because you'll see how it was so worth it and how just everything is. And you who didn't follow me, your name will be a curse. What does that mean? People will say, oh, you should be cursed like so-and-so was cursed. Right? The opposite, Rashi and the Radak say, of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. That a tzaddik is remember the bracha, that we give a bracha to our children. You should be like such a tzaddik. And it's going to be amazing. Asheri ha-mizbarech ba'aretz. Yisbarech be'elokei, amen. Hard phrase to translate. Those who give blessings in the land will be blessed by the God of Amen. What does that mean? Rabbi Schwab here quotes Rav Hirsch, who says, the God of Amen means, Amen is not just answering and saying, I agree, but it's saying, I am meshubit. I'm mevata myself to that idea. Baruch Hashem, we'll hear a bracha, and we say Amen, we're being mevatel our own essence to that essence. That's the God of Amen. The God that people say Amen to, that's what the ultimate state of our being should be. And that's what it says here. The ones who misbarech in the land, who are going to be the ones that are blessed? The ones that connect to the God of Amen, who are mevatel themselves to the God. V'hanishpa ba'aretz yishava be'elokei Amen. Everybody's going to do it. And then the Pasukas adds, ki nishkechu atzaras harishonos, all the earlier pains are going to be forgotten. V'chi nistru me'enoi. They're not going to be there. It's going to be a reality that we're not going to be able to remember the earlier tzaras. Rabbi Schwab uses the lashon of, it'll be ayin miyesh. We've heard of yesh me'ayin before. This will be ayin miyesh. There was a world, and it'll turn into not a world. Like hayinu kachomim. Kihi nini, and here's an interesting pasuk. Borei shamayim chadashim v'aretz chadasha. Unusual pasuk. What does it mean? I will create a new heaven and earth. Machlokas Rishonim, the Eben Ezra, and others seem to say, it's mamish, a new heaven and earth. Eben Ezra says that people are going to live longer, as we'll see in the Pesukim in a few minutes, because there's going to be a new atmosphere, and a new teva. The Malbim also seems to say that nothing's going to get worn out, it's just going to continue. V'loti zacharna Rishonos, v'lota alena alev. The Radak assumes it's all ke'ilu. It'll be as if there'll be a new world. It's not literal. It'll be as if it'll be a new world. Kiim, Sisu, Vigilu, Adea, there'll be eternal happiness with Hashem, Asher Ani Borei, Kinani Borei as Yushalayim, I'll create Yushalayim, the Radak says, and from Yushalayim to the entire world, it's not just Yushalayim, Gila, Va'ama, Masos. Vigalti, from the word Gil, Vigalti, Yushalayim, Visasti, Ba'ami Hashem, I will be there with them, we'll be so close, that's true Simchas, Lifnei Hashem, V'lo Yishama, Ba'od, Kol, Bechi, V'kol, Zaka, there won't be any more cryings or pain. Nobody's die young. What does that mean? If somebody dies at age 100 because of their sins, people will say, oh, he's so young. Because they're going to live. We're going to live hundreds of years. The Radak says, like was in the Doros HaRishonim. At least, Machlokas Ramam Ramban, in the Doros HaRishonim, did everyone live that long, or just the people mentioned in the Torah? But either way, people are going to live for many years. Uvatu banim v'yashavu. And we will plant houses, and we'll live in those houses. Meaning, we'll have the amelus, and we'll be able to benefit from those amelus. Lo yivnu, it won't be like in the tochacha. Lo yivnu va'acher yeshev. Lo yitu va'acher yochel. It won't be like someone else. Ki kimeha eitz, yimeyami. We're going to be like the trees, just like the trees. Some trees could live thousands of years. We'll live many, many years. U'ma'aseh yedehem yivalu b'chirai. And your ma'aseh yadayim. You will outlive your Maisei Adayim. You will outlive your creations. Nowadays, somebody built a table, the table outlives them. But then, no, people will live so long, they will outlive their creations. The Pasuk even also sounds like the Psukim in Dvarim, in Parachaf, when the Meshua Bachama says, you shouldn't go to war because maybe you just got married, somebody just got married and didn't get to live with his wife yet. Yedach v'yashav le'veso, pen yamas v'amuchama, v'ishacher yachal olenu, v'ishacher yachnechenu. We discussed in the past Rashi's comment there. Rashi says, this is Agmas Nefesh. What does Rashi mean? Agmas Nefesh. Okay, I'll be upset. Maybe Rashi's adding, the Bali Musar explain, the Ish Acher Yikachena or Yechalalena, those are 9 extra words in the Torah. Just say he might die in war. What do you have to say? And somebody else will get it. No, it's so much more painful. Not that if I don't have it, but if somebody else has it, that's even worse. That's the story of Reb Chaim or Reb Simcha Zelig. It's worse when the butcher that lost 1,000 ruble For a cow, okay, he can handle that. But if he loses 10 ruble to his friend, that he can't handle, because there somebody else won. And that's what's mentioned here in Pasach Habeis, nobody else is going to get it. We're going to work, and we're going to have Yekia Kapecha Kisochel. Lo Yigu LaRik, Velo Yeldu LaBehala, as we say in Uval Etzion, what we daven for, our children will follow. Kizera Baruchei Hashem Hema. Everybody will have the bracha v'tzeet so'eyem itam. Their children will be with them. And then we have a pasuk v'yatera mikro v'ani ene. Then we'll start that before we even daven. It'll be such a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and he'll answer even before we ask. Ze'ei v'tzle. Then we have a pasuk that is similar to an earlier pasuk in Yeshayo to end the perek. Ze'ei v'tzle yiru ke'echad. All the animals are going to get along. The ze'ev and the tzle, the wolf and the sheep. Aryeh kabakar, the lions and the bakar, yochal teven. So this is the same achlokas as we had earlier. By v'gar ze'evim keves, does it mean there's going to be a different nature of the world, or this is all a mashal that, you know, there's just going to be peace in the world? The Abarbanel assumes that these four animals are alluding to the four galios. The four galios are not going to bother us anymore, right? It says that Ze'ev is Paras, the Tlez Yavan, and the lion is Bavel, and the snake is Edom, says the Abarbanel. And those four, everybody's going to get along. There's not going to be any more galios, any more destructions. The Rambam also quotes this pasuk in the last parak in all of Mishnah Torah, when he talks about the peace that's going to be in the world in the future, right? He says, "Al yala aleiv shebiyosam Mashiach yivatol davar mimin hagosh olam." Oh, yesham achidish ma'ase brachos. No, olam kimin hagon oheg. And he quotes these psukim from Yeshayo: "Gar zeivim keves v'namer im gedi yirbats." That's mashal v'chida, and also va'aryeh kabakar yochal teven. Right here, our pasuk. All it means is that everybody's going to get along, and everybody's going to have enough food to eat, and there's not going to be any war, and there's not going to be any difficulties. This is Pasuk Perek Samachay. Be'ez Hashem, next time, we pick up with the last and final Perek of Sefer Yeshayahu, which is the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we will stop here.